All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio, and let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against a backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading.
This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, boo-boos.
How's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
I'm good. I always say that. I'm good. I'm good. I'm well.
Good. How was your weekend?
My weekend was another late one. So Saturday, we had a photo shoot. We have some new merch coming, y'all. So buckle up because it's coming. We had a photo shoot. And like every other photo shoot, we have to run and get this shit for the photo shoot. set up for the photo shoot and then be the models in the
photo. Being the talent and the production, the producers.
Yeah.
I'm like, when can we just show up and be the goddamn talent?
Right.
When?
So that was Saturday. Then we went out to grab some food and drinks at Dama, this restaurant in Los Angeles in the Fashion District. Then we went to Johnny's, which we've talked about. And Joe K was there doing DJing and his Timeless Classics archive sale. So we did that and then did a little after set and then brought our asses home.
There was an after set? Oh, yeah. I'm like, there was an after? I don't be remembering shit.
Not Joe set, but there was an after.
To the function.
Yeah.
A wind down, if you will.
A wind down.
A wind down, if
you
will.
A wind down and wind up. Your wind down and your wind up, your hips.
Yeah. Photo shoot went really well.
Mm-hmm.
Excited to see the photos. Really excited to see them after they've been edited and touched.
I'm always nervous, y'all. Listen. Modeling is not. Taking pictures gives me anxiety. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like modeling is something that comes naturally to me. It always gives me anxiety, like the facials and poses. And ugh, God, it's so much.
But the more you do it, the better you get. So book us. Hire us. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see the photos. Now what's going to be terrible is I felt like I was in the zone and everything flops.
Okay, be in the zone.
I understand. Once the Britney Spears came on, I'm like, And I think it was the outfit choice. Mm-hmm. Being in a cute little dress, I'm like, okay, I feel cute in this, you know. Mm-hmm. I feel like I was like channeling a little something.
Dad.
So I don't know, we'll see how it turns out, but I am pretty excited to see the photos. I'm even more excited for you all to see the merch, this little mini drop that we have, because we have a big drop coming up.
We do.
So this is gonna be fun.
The intro to what's to come.
Yeah, this is gonna be cute and fun, and you're gonna love it. We love the stuff, so it's going to be good. And then, yes, Saturday.
That was Saturday.
I know. I'm talking about the rest of the day.
Oh, what else?
I'm giving my take, because your take, and a lot of times we do the same shit.
I wasn't done with my weekend, because that was just Saturday.
Go.
Because I didn't ask you yet how yours was. Sunday.
Get your weekend off. Get your little weekend off.
Sunday, fucked around and forgot that church reopened.
Yeah.
Because
once I realized, I said, it's noon.
Yeah.
They're there worshiping.
As many people's churches have been, ours was shut down due to pandemic, and it reopened its doors on Sunday. But it slipped my mind because I was recovering from Saturday's festivities. Mm-hmm. So I forgot about that. And I'm like, fuck, I miss church. Kayla texted me today and she was like, did you make it to church on Sunday? I said, I actually didn't make it. I have to recalibrate and cleanse soul next week. I missed church, but I ended up going to a little house party. Well, it wasn't even a party. It was a gathering, a house gathering on Sunday. The food was amazing. I was taking more drinks and then I brought my ass on home and watched Versus. How was your weekend?
Now it's your turn. So I did the same thing on Saturday. It was cute or whatever. And I really like being out in the city. I love that things are open. Because I ran into an old coworker, which was super cute. I was like, oh my God, look, you're here, I'm here. Which was fun. And it's just really, being outside really brings back into my awareness, which I already knew, but it just reinforces that it's really important for us to be outside, like connecting with people, hugging, seeing one another, drinking, dancing. Like, that's super important for me, at least.
Yeah, it's not for everyone.
Yeah,
for
me at least. So
for who it is.
Yeah, being out and being with one another was really, really a good time. And then Sunday, I definitely had to rest because, baby, I was really drunk. Not drunk. I don't want to say drunk.
Faded. Wounded.
I was like really faded.
Wounded.
Out. Okay. I fell asleep in my dress on the couch. And then when I woke up, I said, let me take my ass. I've been out in the streets. Some nights you could get away with just falling asleep and being like, I'll get it in the morning. But I was like, nah.
But when you were pounding the pavement.
Yeah, I'm like, I need to get in the shower. And nah, I just need to get in the shower. When I got in that shower and that hot water hit me, I said, thank you, Jesus, out loud.
What? Not the cry out. Hey, that is so
your goodness, funny. Your goodness, Lord. I was like, thank you, Jesus. I kept saying, thank you, Jesus. And then Andres told me in the morning, he said, babe, you know, when you got in the shower, you were like, thank you, Jesus. He said, it was really cool because it helped me to be grateful for like just hot water and being
y'all
in
made
the
it
bed.
So fucking deep.
I was just saying, you know, just what comes out like, oh, thank you. You know, like God is good. That type of vibe. I was like, oh, and I was fucked up. I'm like, oh, Lord, yes, this hot water on my skin, child. So, yeah, but yeah, express gratitude for home. The little things.
Anytime I make it home, I'm
thanks
thankful.
Be. Praise
I'm thankful
be.
Because I thought I was getting robbed on Saturday when you came into my house. I'm like, what the fuck? Who's that? Who's fumbling at my door?
Why do we? Oh, we had to drop your stuff off.
Yeah.
I'm like, why were we at your house in the middle of the night again? Yeah, because I didn't see your car. I'm like, okay.
Parked on the side.
I said, now she must ain't me. We made it here before her.
No.
Y'all, I was like trying to use my key. Typically, let me tell you something. Brittany's top lock is never locked. Ever.
I only don't lock it when I know you're coming. Oh, actually, sometimes.
It's never locked. And
no,
I don't
lock it because I don't know if your key works for that part.
You have a top lock key?
No, I have one key, but I just don't know if your key works for that.
But does your key work for it?
Yes.
Really? So you gave me a partial entry key.
No, I gave you I copied my key. Anyway, tell your story. God.
So Brittany never locks the top lock. And we got there and I'm trying to use my shit. And I said, oh, Lord, what happened?
I deadbolt that bitch when I'm inside of it.
That's what it is. Because the door is usually not locked like
when
that.
When I'm inside of it, it's deadbolt.
Yeah, when you're inside, top lock. We're fucking around with the lock and then Brittany opens up the door.
This guy said, what the fuck?
I'm like,
why didn't you call?
I'm like, why would I call? Why would we call?
Because you know you don't have that key.
I don't know. I didn't even know you locked the top lock. We're going to talk about this online, offline, but I thought only the bottom lock is always locked because I've never had an issue getting in ever, even when you're going out of town.
That's true. That's true.
Thank you.
Because when I leave.
Don't make me sound crazy.
No, I only can lock it from the inside. When
yes.
I leave, it's hard for me to lock it with the key.
Exactly. Right. So the top lock is never locked. So then I said, damn. Why don't I have an entry? Why can't I get entry into the home? We were sitting out there trying to figure that out. So at any rate, that was done. Faded on Saturday. And then Sunday.
Restoration.
I had to rest. I was going to. It dawned on me to go back to Johnny's, but didn't make it. Andres and I went on like a 2-mile walk.
Around the dog. Neighborhood?
Yeah, but we walked. Up near Friendship Bell, you know, up the hill.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a like light walk. It was that strenuous like.
Yeah, anything by your house is not light.
Yeah. So we walked, did a little 2 miles, got something to eat, took it easy, and like fell asleep on the couch. It was low key, but it was needed. I was like, I can't. I needed it. But if I would have mustered up the energy, I would have had my ass back out there. I would have been back out there.
I had my energy.
I would have been back out there.
So that was the weekend.
Here we are.
Yeah. And now we are here. So.
And I'm trying to go out again this weekend. Every weekend to follow. I miss church too. And I don't know. I said, Lord, why is my life set up like this? Because now I got to integrate. You know, I got to integrate church back in.
Well, it's about being intentional.
It is. It is about being intentional. But I said, I ain't going to be here next week. The week after that, I work. I ain't going to be in the house until the 19th.
Filthy soul.
Filthy, okay?
Filthy soul.
Take it to the laundry, man. I'm going to have to give my soul to you.
No, I only got room for mine. I only can carry mine.
Take my soul with you.
I got to get mine clean.
My soul got to carpool with you to church.
I got to do self.
Take mine too.
Yeah.
So I'll be there in a couple weeks, though. He knows my heart.
Okay.
I'm going to get back there.
So one thing we don't know is your heart unless you come through and leave a rating and a review. Listen, we need you all. If you like what you hear, if you've been around, to take a couple of seconds out of your day and leave a rating and a review. They are very vital for this show. They help us tremendously. So
this one in specific? This one specifically, it helps this show.
Yes, it helps.
We don't care
show.
What you're doing for your other shows.
I don't give a damn.
Just make sure you do it for this show.
For this one. Mm-hmm. Do what you want to do over there, but as for us in our home,
You will leave a rating and a review.
So let's shout out one of the homegirls who took the time to leave a rating and a review this week. We are currently at 1,743. We have a goal of 2,000 that we are trying to reach. So do your part, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do your parts. So this one, there was two. There was two, but I think I'm going to read... I think I'm going to read this one by, I don't know the name. It's a bunch of emojis.
Oh, yeah. I had that one.
She says, it's a virtual brunch date with the girls. 2021 has been my introduction to podcasts and my library is full. The Black Girl Bravado is where I go to listen to creative, inspirational, and relatable content. The aura, the space, the vibe is giving very much Black Girl magic and is very beneficial to this current time in my life. A time where self-care in all areas and self-awareness is most important. I feel like I'm sitting across from them having a conversation every time I press play. Much love to Brittany in Germany because it's always jokes and love. Definitely my virtual girlfriends. Keep it up. Wasn't that beautifully written?
It will be kept.
Wasn't that so well written?
It was.
Thank you so much, homegirl.
With the emojis?
We appreciate you.
I saw the chain. Make an emoji a chain. Remember that one?
Yeah.
So another way to support this podcast is by joining us over on Patreon. Patreon is our exclusive membership community where we are fostering a different level of connection. We have bonus episodes. We have playlists. We have all the things that
journal
you're not
prompts,
getting
affirmations.
Here.
Affirmations. Last week we did our check-in where we talked about Germany moving. We talked about mother wounds. Based on the Netflix special In Our Mother's Gardens, we talked about
being
appreciative but still desiring more, being grateful but having a desire for more.
Yes, so if you desire more from this show, you might want to get your ass on over there. And to show our appreciation for the new patrons who just joined us, we're gonna shout them out.
Yes, we are. So we had two.
Hey,
which is
y'all better now. Come on,
we had two, and they were Lala.
Hey, Lala.
And Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
Welcome
to the gang. You know what? There's also something that we want to let you know about Patreon because this is launching soon, right?
Yes.
We are introing a one-size-fits-all, if you will, tier.
Yes.
It's going to be $15 a month and you'll get everything that you've been getting. And it's just, there's not going to be any 2, 5, 10.
We're going to phase out.
Everything will
tiers.
Be phased out and there'll just be one tier. So this is really cute and cute or good for all the besties who are really showing up and showing out every month. And if you're a homegirl who's been, contributing at the Soul Sister level, then this will be beneficial for you too, because you'll get the bonus episode, the extra episode a month. So tap in. It's going to be rolling out very soon, likely between this week and next week. So if you're new and you're thinking about joining Patreon, I would recommend you just join at that level now, at the $15 level.
Yeah, once it's released, probably next week, it'll be up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're putting it on your
radar.
And
you can always change and modify your level, and then you'll just be charged a difference, and then the other levels are going to leave soon. So if you want the most bang for your buck, you want to join at this tier because it is
Chef's kiss. So
new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
So this is the portion of our show where we dish tea on hot topics, things happening in the culture, in the streets, in society. And Over the weekend was the BET Awards. You know what? I really used to live for that damn award show. Mm. Like, it was a moment in time. Sitting down, watching the performances, anticipating who was going to win the awards.
Hey, Bookies. We got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR's got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure. Absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like, mm.
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bravado. Just a thing. Over the past few years, I haven't been as tapped in. Like, I catch the highlights, but I can't remember the last time I sat and watched an award show in its entirety.
This was the first time that I've done it in a while, too. And I was just, I was like, home. I'm like, oh, let me see. Because BET Awards, they haven't been my favorite. I mean, I don't really have a favorite, but they kind of went downhill. Like, you know, just the quality. It just was not a vibe. It wasn't a vibe for a while. Mm-hmm. So then this year they had a lot of performances. They had a lot. And that's the thing with the BET Awards. They'll have like a handful of performances and a bunch of other shit. It's like, y'all, I need more.
What would you like to see more?
I think this year they did good. They hit the nail on the head. Taraji was a great host. She was just, okay, so this year the theme was also really good. It was celebrating the Black woman.
Oh, so wow, really?
So it was a really great theme. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was very good, the Black woman. So they had all Black women sitting in the front rows. The celebrity, it was really, really cute. Taraji was a great host because she has that comedic edge, but still like homegirl vibey. And she was coming out dressed as different women who she wanted to celebrate. She came out as Erykah Badu. Mm-hmm. And she's funny as fuck. And
didn't she host last year too?
Did she? I don't know.
She hosted something.
Well, this year it was good. It was spot on. Maybe coming out of the COVID, they said we had enough time to sit and think about how we want to execute. But mm-hmm. It was right there. Performances were cool. What I noticed is I think they were able to have a lot more performances because people were only doing like one song as opposed to, you know, usually there's like a medley of songs. It's like 2 to 3 songs per artist. They were like, get your one and done. Do your one and get out.
The only performance that I watched was Tyler's.
That was great. Amazing. That was phenomenal.
He's a performer.
And that was his first time performing on the BET Awards.
What?
Yeah. First time.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That was amazing. I was like, that was a fucking... It was definitely giving Camp Flog Nog.
Which I missed.
It was giving festival energy.
I miss festival energy. I know my first festival, my little heart is just gonna sing a song.
The first one. Stop it. The first one back.
Sing a song.
That. But
it's
it was
gonna
good.
Sing a song. There's something so like special about festival energy that's just...
Yeah.
I love it.
But my favorite performance was Tyler and I think Silk Sonic. Is it Silk Sonic?
Yeah.
Silk Sonic was pretty good. Everybody else was kind of like cool. Of course, Amigos and Cardi had a little moment because she did the pregnancy announcement.
She pulled a trick out of Beyonce's bag.
She did. And her own bag too because, you know, she announced, what's their baby, Culture on... Was it Saturday Night Live or like Fallon or something?
Yeah,
she did it like that too. So now here we are 3 years later in another reveal. I said, we love a moment.
We love a reveal.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't blown away by Meg and I really thought I was going to be. I wasn't. I was like, oh, okay.
She probably been too busy in love. You know, once you start getting in a relationship, you let other shit fall by the wayside.
I hope that's not the case.
I'm just talking. I don't know. I'm like, girl, that is what happened. You were like, okay, I'm gonna catch you. I'll do that later.
She wasn't giving hottie energy. I'm like, it was a little dry, a little like one note. I'm like, okay.
What song did she do? Thought Shit?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thot shit.
Yeah. Which the black TikTokers are doing what needs to be done.
The black TikTokers are on strike.
I love that.
Saying that they are not providing moves, content for the white people to appropriate. Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thot. Why are your hands up? Your hands should be on your knees.
Hands should be on knees. So yeah, it was cool. That was that. You got to watch it.
I watched the Verses after the fact with Soulja Boy and Bow Wow. And listen, they put on a show. Like, they really put on a show. They performed. They did it at the Palladium. Have you ever been to Grits and Biscuits?
No.
Okay. Well, it's a venue where they had Grits and Biscuits at before. But listen, Bow Wow, he was performing like this was, like, I've been waiting for this moment. You
he
know,
he probably
when you,
has.
He performed. Soulja Boy is funny as fuck. Soulja Boy is a comedian. They performed. They had special guests. The Brat, Jermaine Dupri, Romeo came out. Who else? I fell asleep for a quick moment, so I might have missed some people. But the songs. Oh, Omarion came out. The songs, the nostalgia. Soulja Boy did play She Make It Clap, Clap, Clap 3 times.
too much.
They just had a good chemistry. You can tell that they're really friends and they had, like, you know, a little competitive faux competitive banter. But it was a good Verses. I highly recommend, if you did not watch it, that is one worth going back and replaying because it was one of the best ones yet.
I need to watch it. Lil' Kim said she would be down to do a hit for hit battle. I mean, versus Nicki.
First of all, I need Lil' Kim to get her look together. Did you see the Prada bang?
I did. A Prada bang, yang. I seen it. I'm like,
I'm like, Lil' Kim, why is the emblem?
I wasn't feeling the Prada from head to toe.
Why is the emblem on the bang for them where the bangs were coming in at a
triangle?
You know what? Bangs are very tricky. I've had some tricky bangs. And once they're cut, you're stuck.
When it's cut, then it's cut, then it's cut, and it's stuck. That's what it's giving.
So the Verses was good.
Good.
What else happened this week? Britney Spears. Did you watch the Free Britney? I want to watch it.
I have not. What is that on?
Hulu.
Oh. I have Hulu too. I need to watch it. I didn't watch it, but I feel bad. I've seen everything in the news, in the social media news, about her fucked up daddy.
Her whole family, she's saying.
Oh, wow.
But I think her dad might be the...
He's the real antagonist.
Conservatorship, so... They're saying that... Well, Britney's saying that her dad won't allow her to... She doesn't have control over her funds. She doesn't have control over her body. She doesn't have control over her estate. She doesn't have control over anything because her motherfucking father. But they're saying that the reason why they granted them the conservatorship is because she wasn't all the way there. She was missing some marbles.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, evaluate me and let me go.
Yeah. That's not the way conservatorship works. They need to do better. They need to do better. That's not cool. I would be like, bruh, I've been working since I was a young tot. I need my chips with dip, all of it.
This has been going on for 13 years.
Yeah, I know. Mm-mm. Free Britney.
She has an IUD. She can't have kids. They had her on lithium. It's a lot.
Poor Britney.
It's sad. And you can tell in her tone that something's not right. So.
I mean, I could tell in her face. I said, wow.
Prayers for Britney.
Prayers.
She's been through the fucking ringer.
Yeah.
She's been through the ringer, so.
Yeah. That's it for this week.
Yeah, that's it.
So last week we spoke with a very beautiful soul, Samaya. our intimacy coordinator and creator of sexual essentials, who came on, gave us all the tea about fucking. Yeah, about fucking. If you haven't listened to that episode, you might want to tap in, because it's just filled with information, things that, you know, we didn't know. I'm sure y'all didn't know. People were hitting me up saying, like, I didn't know that there were four types of
orgasms.
So if you too don't know that there are four types of orgasms, then you need to listen back to last week's episode. It's a real goodie.
So nothing like learning something new,
putting a little trick in your book.
Yes. Mm-hmm. For sure. That was a goodie. One that would definitely be re-listened to, referenced back.
Yeah.
So we are wrapping up our Hot Girl Summer series today, talking about what a hot girl summer means to us. Also, talking about how to flirt, because that's a large part of a lot of the girls' hot girl summer. So, yeah.
It's a necessary component. You got to know how to put yourself out there, beloved. You got to put yourself out. This is true.
I agree. You do have to put yourself
out there. You have to put yourself out there. You got to make a little eye contact. You got to... You know.
What's that? What is that? What is the fuck is that?
You have to watch the video to see. Mm. So if you aren't watching the video, then you're missing out.
So what's a hot girl summer mean to you? What is the definition? Because there are so many different definitions, mm-hmm. and there's no one answer. So what does it mean to you?
It means going out. It means living carefree. It means hanging out with my best boo-boos. Mm-hmm. For me personally, it means hanging out with my babe, like dancing, throwing this ass in a circle. Mm-hmm. It means looking cute, feeling cuter. Yeah. It means really embracing the fullness of myself and the energy that I have. That's what it means to me. What about you? Well, it means having my body together too.
Hot girl summer for me is just being out, being mixy, having a good time.
Come on, mixy.
Having a good time, looking cute, looking your best, feeling your best. It looks like vacations.
It looks like cute cocktails.
Cute cocktails.
Cute aesthetics. Cute eateries.
Yeah, I was going to say dining experiences, just like being outside, enjoying the weather, looking your best, feeling your best, and having a good fucking time. Period.
It looks like luxury and leisure. That's what I'm going to say. It's giving lux and it's giving leisure.
Yes.
That's what it's giving.
We have a definition of what hot girl summer.
Cheers to the hot girls.
Cheers. So, this is what the definition said online. So, hot girl summer is living your best life. This hot girl summer originated with our girl, Meg the Stallion. It's about feeling confident in who you are and having fun and looking good while doing it. It often involves women posting selfies with summery swag and style using the caption, I heard it's hot girl summer. Shut the fuck.
I heard we're having a hot girl summer.
Yeah, it's just really having an unapologetic, good ass time.
Yeah. And you can have a hot girl summer even if you're in a relationship. It's possible. That it's just a thing. We're doing
it. I don't know why it ever wasn't a thing.
Because that was the vibe. Like, oh shit, hot girl summer. That's the thing. People, I feel like, relate hot girl summer to ho shit.
I mean, it can be. That's what I'm saying. Two things can be true. It can be ho shit happening and it can be relationship shit happening.
Right, because it doesn't have to be one or the other.
And it doesn't have to be one or the other.
Hot girl summer is like, oh, we out, we hoeing. Or like, you know, it's like, girl, you can do it all.
It's literally being a hot girl. A hot girl.
A hottie. It's being a hottie in a body. A hottie with a body.
And the thing is, I will be hot in a relationship or out of a relationship. So it doesn't turn into a cold girl summer because you're booed up.
That's what they like to think, that you can't be out in the streets if you got somebody at home.
You can.
Trust me, it's possible. I've done it.
You can be out with somebody at home. And if, yeah. I know some people don't, but.
I'm like, what? But what? Cute.
So that's what it looks like for me. I'm excited. I love summer. Summer's my favorite season. It's my birthday season.
Oh.
And I just thrive. I have seasonal depression when it stops being hot. So I just really come alive in the summer.
Like the nighttime? Come alive in the nighttime?
I come alive.
I like it.
What was your hottest summer?
Oh.
Like your personal hot girl summer. Like what happened?
Okay, you know what?
Have you ever had like, okay, spicy summer?
Yeah, it's been a warm. I've had a warm girl summer.
Oh, what happened?
You know, it was the summer that
2001.
No.
Oh, before the drama began.
we first met. No, but it was the summer that it wasn't work. It was work. It was the summer that work came out.
Because
summer
was a little one for me too. I had a little
ting.
I had a ting with a. I can be honest.
What?
It's creeping.
Oh, okay.
And work was out and controller.
Yeah, it was that summer. That was the summer that I had a nice little.
What happened?
So it was the summer that work came out. It was like a friend who we've always had like a thing, right? Mm-hmm. It's always been like on, off, not, yes, maybe, oh, vibes. Like, yeah. Very
it's
gray.
It's like always something.
It's very gray. It's like we've never been in a relationship, but there's always something that pulls us in where we interact in a very, very, very flirty way.
There's always been some entertainment.
Always. Okay.
Sexual tension and ooh, chemistry.
It's tense. It was tense. So we.
That song.
Stop.
He's so contagious. He turns my pages. And he keeps me guessing.
He's what I'm waiting for. Okay, it was that type of vibe. So it was that summer, controller work, all of that was out. And of course, you know, I want to get it winded up.
Yeah.
Wind it down. And we were like hanging out. And it was kind of weird because we'll go from not hanging out at all to hanging out hella much. It was that type of vibe. So we were going out to the bars, hanging out as a group, and then hanging out by ourselves. Mm-hmm. And then, ooh, now this is a spicy. So, ay, ay, ay.
Come on.
So one night we like all went out. And
like a group of you?
A group of us.
Okay.
We went out, a group of us. We went back to like chill and... We were like,
what happened?
We were just like, I never put my tea out. Like laying on the, like, it was like kind of like a den area. So everybody had been out drinking. So we were like, let's just crash here. And we had blankets and stuff. And we were like laying on
the pallets.
A pallet was made. Mm-hmm. And we were laying and then, you know, panties getting pulled to the side.
And the pallet? Woo, come on, pallet. The panties to the side.
Panties getting pulled to the side. I said, whoa.
Was everybody asleep?
It was like, yeah, pretty like low key vibes. And it wasn't like a full on, like, you know, it was more like a little rub
activity.
Tug. Yeah, a little rub and a little tug.
Rub a death tug.
A little rub and a little tug. So I said, okay, really wilding out here. Once panties are getting to the side, it's like, okay. And so that was like one night. So I'm like, okay, it's building because we're adults, you know, it's going to happen. So then a few weeks later, it was like, oh, you want to hang out? You want to get drinks? And I was like, sure, let's go. So we like grab some drinks. Oh, no. It wasn't a grab some drink. It was, do you want to grab some drinks at my hotel? Because he was staying in a really nice hotel and they had a bar. You know how they have the like
at
bar
at the bottom. Yeah. Exactly. Downstairs.
Exactly. So he was like,
is giving waiting to excel? Once you're meeting a nigga at a hotel, that's so mature. I want to do that. Imagine walking in.
I did. I was like,
I want to give that.
Actually, he picked me up. He picked me up and he was like, we'll go back to my hotel. Like, you know, we can have drinks And I was like, okay, cool. So mm-hmm. like we had drinks at the bar, we sat, had a good little time. And then he was like, do you want to come back up and we can chill? And I was like, okay, fine, fuck it. What? So like we were watching a movie.
Did you come prepared for something or in your mind?
Let me tell you.
What was the energy in your mind?
You know, okay, with women, we automatically know we're going to fuck tonight.
You say like.
Tonight could be the night.
Tonight I'm open to.
Yeah, tonight.
Tonight I'm open to. If it happens, I'm open
to. Yeah, I'm open to.
Sometimes you say, I don't care, I'm not. And sometimes you set yourself up for it to not happen. Like, I'm not shaved. I don't have on cute panties. If you really don't want it to happen.
Right, but if you're in the energy of it could happen, then you're usually prepared. Yeah. There's never been an it could happen and the shit ain't right. It's like, it's not happening. Once it ain't right,
that's what I'm saying. You set yourself up so that it doesn't happen.
Or you set yourself up so that it does. I was set up for success this night. I had already got the fresh wax. I had took a bath. Now, ladies. It is different once you're sitting in water. Once you're taking a bath, you know, it's like.
That's really prepping and priming.
Soak. Okay. She's soaked. Especially if you have that Purple and Prosper. Good floral soak. Mm. So I had taken a bath. I was like, you know, getting myself together. I had already gotten a fresh wax. And I said, hey, it can happen tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to go. So by the time we were up, like chilling on the bed and relaxing, I'm like, what? What you want to do? Type vibe, you know? So we were watching a movie. And then, of course, that turns into
fondling.
The heavy petting. And then one thing leads to the next. And then.
It went down.
It did. And I was about to give a little detail.
Take it.
Okay, so. It takes so much.
It was a deep breath before for me.
It takes so much.
What happened?
No. I knew it was going to happen. Once I still had my panties on and he was like trying to like, they were like a mesh, like a lacy panty, right? So he was like I was laying on my stomach. And he was like trying to like eat my vagina, eat me out.
From the back?
Yes. And I still had on a panty. And it was like, I could just like.
I was just shaking. Panty off. Take them off. Let them go. We don't need these.
I was like, oh, that's it. Now that's a trick. That's what you be
that's
doing
a
out
tease.
Here? I said, it was very much so a buildup. Like, oh, okay. So once that was happening, I said, let's stop fucking around. Let's stop playing. Let's remove the barrier.
Let's remove the barrier. Let's stop removing.
Yeah. Let's get this out
first
of here.
First they're to the side, then through. Just take them off.
They can come off. So yeah, that happened. And then the next day, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and go home because he drove me there. I was like, I'm gonna go. He was like, well, I'll call you an Uber. And I was like, yeah, you do that type vibe. You know, like I was like, yeah, you go ahead and call. Mm-hmm. So you called me an Uber. And then, I went home and then I was like, thanks for the ride. And he was like, yeah, you too type vibe. I was like,
Wait, this was the next day or that night?
The next day, girl. It wasn't that type of vibe. It was like, we were friends. We're friends, you know? So it wasn't like you came over and I hit the road, Jack.
Yeah,
no, like,
right.
I spent the night. We chilled. He was like, you want to hang out today? I'm like, I actually want to go home because.
You need to refresh.
I didn't come that prepared. I didn't have a little hoe bag.
Yeah,
with
yeah. If I don't have my bag.
I got to go.
If I'm not going in the night, I'm waking up first thing in the morning and heading home.
I was on that type of time because if I would have had my car keys, I would have been like out of there probably at like 6 a.m.
Right.
Like, okay, I'll see you next time. I'll call you later type vibe. But it was very much, you know, it was giving what it was giving. So it was a cute little experience, little time. I said, wow, I've never done that.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about MyLifeInABook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today. But it wasn't like, I was pretty, like I said, familiar with him. We have a pretty lengthy history, long rap sheet. It's a long rap sheet. That's the rap sheet being unrolled. You know, so what about you?
That was spicy.
What was your hottest girl summer, hot girl summer?
That reminds me of that summer that I was kind of doing something wild, because I remember those songs being out. Mm-hmm. And so this is kind of, it's hot girl and fuck girl.
A combo.
Because I was in a relationship, but in my mind.
In my mind.
In my mind, I was mentally like checked out, which I should have just checked out officially, but I was like, you know, whatever, we're here. Mm-hmm. And I had met a guy and he was fine. I was wrapped up. So we started hanging out. We were going to like bars around the town, having drinks, going to little speakeasies, dancing to Controlla. And yeah. And work, bitch. I was working too. Overtime.
Clocked in.
Going to
overtime.
Going to his home. We didn't fuck, but we did everything else.
Oh, what is that? What does everything else consist of?
Kissing, touching, sucking. I wasn't sucking.
Oh.
Licking.
I don't think you told me that. I didn't know that a lick occurred.
I think I did tell you that. I told you everything. But this is when I felt like I had to put my hot girl summer to an end, because at my job, I used to get tickets to the Clippers games and the Lakers games. And I was like, oh, do you want to go to the...
Wasn't it a Lakers game?
Clippers. And I felt safe because I'm like, the Clippers game is like low key. Yeah, you know, yeah, like it's not really a lot of activity happening at the Clippers game.
Yeah.
So we went to the Clippers game and... We were walking to the Clippers game. He wants to hold hands. I'm like shaking because I'm like, I'm not supposed to be here. The dad breath.
Yeah.
So we were sitting at the Clippers game. And then, you know, at the game, so they have the little kissing cam.
Oh, shit, bitch. Ain't nothing like being on camera when bitch, someplace you ain't
that,
supposed to
that
be.
Was about to go around. And he was like, what you want to do when it come on? And I was like,
nothing.
Nothing. I don't want to do nothing. I don't want to do it. I don't really like being on camera like that. That's what I do not. I was Germany in my mind. I was thinking, I will get busted if this.
But not even really, because you know why? They don't show the kissing cam on TV.
Oh, but if they were, if somebody was, I'm thinking if somebody know you is at the game,
yeah, yeah,
I would have been busted and all. It would have just been busted as she wrote.
Yeah, it's 3 a.m. in the morning. Where you been?
So I was just shaking. And the thing is, I wasn't doing a good job of creeping because I was like, you know, like uptight, like just not going with the flow, because I was shook, because I'm like, I might get caught, this, that, and the other. My boyfriend was blowing my fucking phone up at the game. So I felt like I was busted. I'm like, somebody saw me.
Yeah, sent a picture.
Somebody sent a picture. I was shook. My phone was blowing up. So we're leaving the game holding hands, and I'm just...
Okay, you really doing a lot. Hands were being held.
Yeah, because, I mean, we were on a date.
Yeah, nigga, but come on. And he thinks you're single. Why wouldn't you hold his hand? Yeah.
Yeah, it's trifling.
Doing a lot.
That was a nice little escapade. And I remember, like, I had tried to react. Okay, so after the Clippers game and some other times, I had left abruptly. Like, he was like, do you want to, like, you're just going to leave after? Do you want to hang out? And I'm like, I got to go. Something. I got to go.
Being a weirdo. I got to
go. Being weird as fuck. So I basically.
I remember you asked me, you think that made me look weird? I'm like, yeah.
I fumbled it.
Yeah, you did.
I fumbled the bag, because when we really did break up, I tried to come back around, and he was not fucking with me. I'm like, he probably knew. Like, bitch, something's up.
Yeah.
Something's up. But another hot girl moment that I had in the summer while I was in a relationship was, it was my birthday, and we had went on the little gondola ride in Marina Del Rey. And so the gondola ride is super cute. It's like, you get food, you can bring wine, they set up a little charcuterie board, and then it's the person, like, at the top of the gondola, like, operating the boat, and then you're in the back just vibing. So, we were doing that, and then my panties were pulled to the side, and I'm like, I was shook, because I'm like, are we about to do this on the boat?
There's a nigga who's rolling us.
And my panties
he's
are to
rolling
the
motherfucking boat.
So he's on the boat, and I'm about to ride the boat. Ride the boat. So my panties are pulled to the side, and I'm like, wow, we're about to do this. The panties are to the side.
Yeah.
Then we both went to the side. Panties to the side. We're laying to the side as if we're, like, laying, you know, kind of. Then a dick was slipped inside of me. I'm like, well, now we're fucking on the boat. I was just like, oh, my God, if this guy turns around.
Yeah. Was it kind of just like a thrill? You know how sometimes you do stuff like that?
It was a very thrill. It was a thriller.
But was it kind of like you were able to enjoy it, or were you so nervous that you were like, I can't even get into it completely?
No, I was able to enjoy it.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
It wasn't a full on.
It was just like a little. And then we out.
It was a tease. It wasn't a full on
session.
Like, it was like a couple pumps.
And then like.
Finish it after the boat.
Yeah.
It was a hot girl moment. So you can definitely do hot girl shit in a relationship.
Yeah.
I really feel like I kind of like public sex.
Oh.
That can be hot. Hot
the
stuff.
The thrill?
Yeah. I mean, not like, you know, at a park with kids or nothing.
No, that's sick. Okay. So you like the potential of being caught.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's the potential of being caught, but just the fact that we're not supposed to be doing this. And we're doing it.
So have you had any of these moments lately?
Lately, no.
Okay.
I haven't had any lately.
Gotta bring those out.
I know.
That'll be cool. That's some hot girl shit to do in a relationship. Like, this is what I really would like. This is a cute little fantasy. We should try this summer. Mm. Take it with you.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
So, I don't know. My hot girl summers now are just surrounded around being cute, feeling cute, and having fun and shaking ass.
Yes. That's mine, too. I'm not taking no fucking... I'll have a little sexcapade, but it needs to be with my boo-boo.
Yeah.
Not going out doing no crazy shit. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, the games were...
No games are being played.
The game at the game that I played.
But it's fun. It's also fun. It's like one of those things that you do as you're maturing when you're young. It's like stories that you end up having and you're like, that was cute. Or that was a cute little moment. Because you can't be, I don't want to say mature always and like prudish.
Life happens. Like
life happens and let it happen. Sometimes those moments happen. And it's like, oh, that was cute. That was fun. You look back on it like I had a little moment there.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was.
It was definitely fun. I don't regret it.
No, yeah, yeah. I don't regret my little moment. And it, like I said, with somebody I knew, it was a friend. We were cool. It was a vibe. Little friendly dick. What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that. But so with the girls being outside and being locked up in quarantine, one area that people may be struggling with is flirting, just in general. Like, sometimes the girls struggle with like shooting their shot or mm-hmm. showing interest and making sure like guys know like, hey, I think come you're cute.
Or, yeah. I think you're cute.
Or come talk to me or anything. So we want to talk about ways that we can work on our flirting, make sure we're flirting successfully.
Yes.
What is your go-to flirting method?
Mm.
Or what was it?
I feel like I naturally have flirtatious energy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just one of them. I just be showing up and being like, you know.
What do you mean just be showing up and being?
I feel like I naturally, like, it's not hard for me to get into the energy of like, you're going to think I'm cute. Or like, you're going to think I'm like available.
It's a difference between you think I'm cute. With flirting is saying that I
don't really be, the way that I flirt is making opening up the space for you to come do what you gonna do.
Okay.
So because I have naturally flirty energy, like I might talk a lot to the person, or like if a conversation is sparked, then like if a conversation is sparked, like I'll make eye contact with them or ask them like additional questions so that they could keep talking. I'll like make eye contact from across the room if we're not mm-hmm. like engaged. So I might like dance a little bit with them, you know, like in a way that I'm giving them more attention than other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I usually do. What about you?
My go-to flirting technique is usually the eye contact. It's the extended eye contact, break, but look again.
Oh, do it with me. Come on, do it. Anytime I ask you to
okay,
do this,
come on.
Because you play it. Ooh. I felt like you were flirting with me.
You are so fucking crazy. It's a look that says I'm looking at you. Not just like, you know. You know how sometimes you look at people but you look away quickly, like
That look says I'm looking at you and I'm looking, nigga, into you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like to serve, an into you. I see
into you. It's kind of like an invitation, because it is an invitation, because I'm not a shoot my shotter.
Yeah,
I've never been the person who's been like, so hey.
Yeah,
like
no,
it's usually the eye contact, which is pretty foolproof, and it like invites the man to be like, oh, there must be something there. And then they come over and then like we entertain that way.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
that's my go-to. But I know some people, they just flat out go up and they like,
oh, hell no.
Yeah, I'm not that
That's
bold.
Not my method. I do a little bold piece of the eye contact too, like looking, like,
And you look throughout.
Yes, it's the frequent
it's
looking.
It's the frequent
it's
look.
I'm checking for you. Like, yeah. Oh, you still here? Oh, okay, cute. There you are over there. Hey, yeah, I'm here too. It's definitely that. Mm-hmm. That's the vibe it was when I met like Andres.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I was definitely like, oh, I think he's cute. And honestly, I think it was more like energy. Like, oh, I think I like his vibe. Like,
I'm liking what he's putting down.
Yeah. Like, okay. So then I did the eye contact a little. And then again.
Yeah, you do it. You do breadcrumb.
Yeah, frequently.
You breadcrumb, yeah. Because you're not just sitting there like.
No. And then once I'm dancing and I'm moving this thing, come on over. And that's another thing that I do. If I'm sort of interested in a person, I'll let them dance with me. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes I might do a little like front to front, like us both looking at each other. But if it I let you that. Get behind me.
Then that means
then it's kind of like I'm open to open. Yeah, like I'm open to contact, like right, you touching me a little bit, because if we're face to face, it's less than likely that you're touching me. It's like your hands are where I can see them, my hands are where I can see them, and we just doing a little cute little thot thot thot.
Yeah,
but once it's like booty on dick,
yeah,
or like us, like, you know,
yeah, yeah,
touching, and I don't really know you, then I'm like, okay, I'm making that an invitation too. Like, you can get to know me. Yeah, so we, and then it's like, oh, let me get your number. And I'm like, okay, here it is.
Once phones are out.
Call me. Yeah. So you've never shot your shot at a gentleman?
No.
No, okay.
I've never.
No, okay.
And, you know, I think that's something that, I mean, I've seen fine men, but I've never thought, let me go shoot my shot.
No.
That's never.
What the fuck? I don't even know what I would say, like. You come around these parts often. Like, what the fuck?
Hey, have you been here before?
Hey, so what are you up to?
One tip I heard is that, like, if you're out at a party or somewhere with a bar and you see a guy that you think is cute or you want to holler, be like, oh, so what are you drinking? And some of the girls are saying that they're, like, sending drinks. Or, like, being like, oh, I got you or it's on me. Or if they tell you what they're drinking and then you'd be like, oh, I like tequila or I like margaritas. And then the conversation just goes from there.
Mm.
Or Morgan said one thing that she does is
big Leo energy.
Yeah, big Leo energy is she makes a comment about like something they have on, like, oh, you look nice, or I like your this or that. That's an automatic. If you tell him nigga that, he's gonna be like, what else do you like?
You gonna like this?
I
dick
like you too.
That's what you're gonna say, okay. That's right. What they gonna say. You like, yes, that. You gonna like something else. I can see, okay, the part of me that would like the what are you drinking and then get it is like the boss energy.
Yeah,
like I would love that. Yeah, like, I would love to do that. And not,
okay,
even
okay, well, drink, it's on me.
Yeah,
it's
like, okay, I got you. Yeah, like, let me get you one. And then like getting it and just paying and being like out, and then allow him to come and talk to me. Not like, okay, you drinking and now I'm watching you drinking and now you got to talk to me,
now,
freak.
Okay, so.
You took my drink.
Right, you took my drink. So now what we about to do?
You took my drink. So what you going to do, nigga? No, I would just let him like, here you go. Bye. And then you see a real bad bitch over with her friends dancing or something. That's like, oh,
I'm
wow.
interested now. Yeah. I'm interested because you just got me a drink.
Yes.
And went off, she's bad, and went off and did her own thing. Now I have to
know who she is.
Circle back.
What's up with her? That's what I want to do. I don't want to do it, but that's what I like that idea. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really cute tip. So thanks, Morgan. No, that wasn't from Morgan.
That wasn't from Morgan, but she does the compliment in the drink, but I've heard people go ahead and buy the drink for the men's.
We have even more tips.
You do.
Essence Magazine provided a slew of quick flirting tips that we think you might be interested in trying. Add these to your arsenal this hot girl summer and see what comes out of it. So the first tip is to practice. This is evident. The more you practice flirting, the easier it gets, the more comfortable you become with it. And then you're like, oh, let me go in my flirt bag. It's just going to become like second nature. Mm-hmm. It's like, go out a couple times, try multiple things. That's cute too. Like, play around with some stuff. See what gets you more.
The best response.
Yes, the best response, the best reaction. Find out what it is that you're looking for.
Yeah.
And then kind of like, okay, I just want a little convo, or I'm trying to go home with son tonight. Mm-hmm. What, I mean, figure out what the plan is. What's the plot?
Yeah.
What's the plot? Figure it out.
Yeah, practice definitely makes perfect. At one point, I was just catching eye contact just to see, but I'm like, once people really
start. It works.
Yeah.
You're like, it works.
It works. So if you don't want them, then bitch, keep then your don't eyes.
Stevie
keep
Wonder. Eyes,
period. Stevie Helen Wonder. Keller. Yeah. Oh, you here? Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know you was here, nigga. Okay. Then you there with it.
Another tip for flirting, bringing it back to the self, is making sure that you are dressed for the occasion. Because when you look good, that confidence shows, right? Like, you are more inclined to flirt because it's like,
I'm to the nines. Like, I'm looking good. I'm smelling good. Ooh, that's my scent.
Yeah, like, I smell good. I look good. My hair is in place.
Yes.
Like, you know, I'm going to be staring because aren't you staring? You're not looking at me.
Yes, yes. I like it.
So we're dressed into the occasion. It goes back to that personal style.
Yeah.
Figuring out the best pieces in your closet and wearing those puppies when you hit the streets.
Yes.
Period. Flattering pieces.
Another thing that we can use, or you should use, try to use, is a little touch.
Oh, I heard about that.
A little bit of a touch. This is also
tempted
big for
to
me.
Touch.
Tempted to my, This is another one for me. Like, I will definitely, like, give a little hand or like, oh, that's so cute. That's funny. Or, you know, like.
Yeah, yeah, the grab.
Yeah, like, oh, you know, just a little something or another. That's also very inviting. Mm-hmm. Like, that invites them to casually kind of touch you, maybe grab you on the waistline.
People love to.
I know. But it's a form. It's a form of, like, unless it's unwarranted. But we're talking in this realm of consent and invitation and wanting this type of energy. So yeah, definitely a little touch, a little eye contact, a little smile, a little come close to me, baby.
This girl.
Be. Yeah.
Also, we're going to be bold and creative when we're meeting new people, going to new places.
Yes.
Like Germany mentioned, trying new techniques. Sometimes you need to go into a new environment.
Ooh.
Because you need something new, refreshing, some different energy, and the old shit is stale.
And you never know what kind of boo-boo you might stumble upon in a new space, you know?
Yeah.
That's cute. Go up to those rooftops. Go to the, you know what else? We talked about this a while back. Going to cute little hotel bars for happy hour, where you might stumble upon a businessman, sister.
Yeah, or like cigar lounges. Like, go to places where the men that you are looking to attract or entertain are. Like, if you know that a certain type of nigga only goes to these day parties, because you know, you can pretty much tell the crowd if you've been before, like, the type of person that's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've had a sick time with these type of men, we're not going to that party anymore. We're going to go to a new party thrown by a new promoter that attracts a different type of crowd and see, maybe there's a different pick of the litter.
Yeah.
At this function.
Yeah, and even you'll be dressed differently.
Yeah.
You know, another little tipiana is to flirt with a bunch of people. Work the room. Work the room.
Go home with options.
Don't limit yourself.
We're not banking on one.
Yeah. If you see a fine brother over there, but there's a caveat here. Don't go sending drinks and getting everybody drinks, sister, because you're going to leave broke. Okay?
No, I ain't buying
no hella drinks, but I'm making hella eye contact.
We're doing eye contact with one, sending a drink to our fave. Touching.
We're going to do that. Work the room.
Yeah.
Make eye contact, dance a little bit, make yourself look available and not too accessible, but, you know, accessible.
Yeah.
If you will.
Yeah, yeah. Lastly, one of the tried and trues is maybe you don't want to take it as far as exchanging your math, your digits, your phone number.
Yeah.
So what we're doing as millennials now is getting the Instagram, and you can use the Instagram to build upon the little spark that manifested at wherever you met them. So if they post something on Instagram, comment on it, find a reason to DM them, comment on the picture, post, whatever, so that you can build up on that energy. It's probably easier that way than it was like in person, but you got to do something to get the social. I know that some people just find people
on social, huh?
Yeah. I've never done that.
I think that's also a cute way. Yeah, I think that's another way that all that works, and you can use the same tactics. If you're following them, perhaps they might follow you back, or it's a friend of a friend, so there's a reason to follow there, and then get in the DMs, respond to something that they post. You know, like, oh, I've been thinking about going here too. How'd you like that place? Oh, you have any recommendations for a solo travel trip? Especially if you see them doing stuff all the time, that it seems like they might be an expert in this area. Ask for their advice.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah.
But we should go.
Take me with you.
Yeah.
Take me with you.
Yeah, like I've been wanting to go to that place. Or somebody might say I've been wanting to go to there. Or where is that? We should go.
Mm.
And then next thing you know, you're going.
There it is.
You're going and you're flowing.
So
and
what?
You may be hoeing.
Do it all. What do we do when we meet somebody in the summer? Because you know summer flings are all the rage.
They are.
A lot of little relationships sometimes start off as summer flings. So what do we do, or how do we turn these flings into, I don't want to say lifelong, but.
Into things.
Things.
From flings to
from
things.
From flings to things. It's about turning this thing into a.
Well, first you have to see if they want, if they too want to be.
A thing. Thing yeah. One, thing two.
Make sure you're compatible. I guess you can use the summer to see if you're compatible, because we all know cuffing season is real.
Yeah.
And once the weather turns.
How convenient. They come right after one another.
That's the setup. It's the plot. You're building up your roster, finding your star player.
And then
you
laying
weed
down
out the other ones and keep that one for mm-hmm. the season.
Yeah.
For the cold season. So you can use the summer to find out if you're compatible romantically, like if it can be more than a fling. You know, you're going through your options of the different people you flirted with and see if it's a vibe, if they're on the same page as you. And that's the first step.
Yeah.
Have I ever had a summer fling turned ting? No.
No? Or even have you had an experience with a fling turned ting? Didn't have to be in the summer.
No.
Okay.
I've never had that. It starts off as a
intentional.
It starts
what are you
off
doing
as
here?
A, it's,
what?
It starts off as a thing and ends as a thing.
How did you get here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's never been a time where I've
stumbled into.
That never happens for me. I mean, I've stumbled into, but it didn't start off flingy. Maybe not for me. Maybe for them. Maybe not for me. You know, I'd be head
on. Yeah, she'd be ready. Yeah, well, you know, he's my boyfriend.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, this is what it is.
Yeah.
I think another clear tip to making a thing out of a fling is to set some clear boundaries.
Mm.
You know, what you are ready for, what they're ready for, setting the expectation like you mentioned. And if you know, you're not comfortable with something, then let it be known up front. And the same thing for them. And when that boundary is crossed, then you have to make a sound decision how you want to move forward. It's like, nah, that wasn't cool, so I'm done. Or, yes, let's continue. Set the expectation, whatever it's going to be.
Yeah.
You know? I think that's helpful.
I think also, like, finding ways to foster a deeper connection. So like if you met someone at a bar,
met her at a bar.
Day party.
I want to go to that place.
I heard they have great reviews on Yelp.
Met her at
good
a bar.
Food.
Yeah.
But like say you met someone at a bar, like you don't have to keep linking up at a bar. Like be like, hey, do you want to go on a hike?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go do this activity? That'll allow you guys to connect on a deeper level. And I feel like that's a foolproof way to make something turn from a fling to a thing if that's what it's going to be. Because
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. it's like we're vibing. We're really connecting. It's not hella loud here. Like the energy is different. It's yeah. more
intentional.
Intimate.
Yeah. And intentional.
And intentional.
Yeah.
If they're agreeing to do that, chances are they're interested.
You know, I guess I could say that Andres and I's relationship was kind of like flingish, because it wasn't really like I'm looking for this, you're looking for this. It was like we met each other out, had having a good ass time, dancing, drinking, and then, you know, we started going on dates, but it wasn't like, hey, are you looking for a partner? Yeah, I too am looking for a partner. It wasn't like that. It was like I'm here having a good time. You here having a good time. You seem like a good time. I seem like a good time. Let's have a good time. Mm-hmm. It was definitely that. And it just evolved. So this would be a tip that I would share, is to make future plans with one another. So don't just rely on doing what you're doing in the moment and hoping by chance you meet again or link up again. Like, set some dates. Like, hey, 3 weeks from now, do you want to hang out and do this? Don't be like, I'll see him at the next day party. Mm-hmm. You know, he be at Ice Cream Sundae or whatever the fuck.
That used to be a thing as a child. When we were younger, I know I'm going to see my boo.
Yes.
At
the Boys and Girls Club on Thursdays. Like we're not taking that approach.
Yeah, when we were in high school, 18. I know I'm going to see my boo at that party.
No. It has to be like, let's go grab drinks on this day.
Right.
You know, and really make it a thing. That's what we were doing. I'm like, where are you taking me? Oh, okay. I'll be there.
And bills, okay? Hello, what?
And here we are, a year and a half later.
So, lastly, if this is something that you want to turn like from a fling to a thing, I think it's important to show your ting who you really are. Like, mm-hmm. Show them who you are outside a hot girl. Like,
show them deep girl.
Show them deep show girl. Them
biblical
show them real
girl. show them Esther. Show them emotional girl. Show them Ruth.
Show them sweatpants, hair tight, chilling with no makeup on, girl.
Yes.
No, but really, like, it's very, like, there's a, like, automatic appeal when you're out, like, you know, at a function. You know, we have put on our best.
Yeah.
We have refreshed our scents. We are going to that bathroom, refreshing lips.
Yeah.
Hair is laid. Fit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, we're dancing. We're vibing. The drinks are flowing. But, like, have your fling, like, maybe come hang out with your friends, like, invite them to some little functions, like, hey, I'm having a little family barbecue, pull up. It doesn't have to be like, I'm trying to meet my family.
No.
But just intermingling, because that definitely builds, like, a different type of intimacy. And you get to know somebody at a different level, like, when you're hanging out in those settings versus if you keep linking up at the function.
Yeah.
Or just showing them your little hot girl self, so.
Question. I think those are all great tips. I have a question for you. We've talked about the way that we flirt. How do you like men to flirt with you?
Direct.
Oh.
Come up to me.
And put that mayonnaise in my salad or whatever the fuck you say.
Come up to me, give me a compliment.
That's
what I like. I like you to be direct. Like, I need a straight no chaser. Mm-hmm. Come up to me, give me a compliment, ask me for my number. I love when they ask for my number.
Okay.
I want you to ask for my number. Because Instagram is like, if you ask me for my number, that's telling me that you have
intention.
You want to
link up for real. Get to know me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's what I like.
Okay.
Comment. And another thing that I like when flirting with me is if they come back. Like,
yes.
I don't want you to stand there talking to me all night, like, you know, because, mm-hmm. you know, I just met
That's
you. We had a
say.
Function. I'm still trying to do my thing. I don't want us to be coupled up tonight. Come back, though. Like, come back.
Yeah.
Say something. Do something. Mm-hmm. Whatever that looks like. But it's not just, oh, I see you over there talking to
this other
bitch.
Yeah.
Like, what the, now it's done. I'm the one. I'm the one of the night. What the fuck? You're secretly my nigga. What going on? Shit. That kills me. That just be having me like, so that's what the fuck you doing?
Already.
Already? Now I already got to gather your ass. Stressing me out.
What you gonna do is shut up. You gotta be quiet.
What about you? How do you like to be flirted with?
I like to
I'll stand direct, man. That's just key to my heart. If I like you. So
I want you to give me like, you don't have to give me a compliment. I wanna, if we're in an environment where we can dance, I want you to dance with me. I want it to be like a damn near a visual declaration that this is the one that I've chosen.
We are so sick. This is my girl tonight. Everybody else in here is twos and threes. You are the one.
You talking about twos and threes. Yeah. I get what you're saying. This is the one. Yeah, yeah. I want it to be like, I want people to be able to see that you are into me.
You've chose that.
Yes. Like, we damn near need to look like controller. Wow. You feel me?
Like, yeah, I want to make love in this club.
Yeah, exactly. I want to be dancing with you. I want to be vibing with you. Definitely come back. If we're in a place where we're drinking, if I'm with my girlfriend, please offer her a drink.
I love that too.
I love a man who's considerate of the people. Now, if I'm with all my sores, you ain't got to do a round. But, you know.
If I'm with my main thing.
If I'm with one and you getting me a drink or you coming around with something, then like offer my girl something. Because this is, you got to come correct. Mm-hmm. Nigga, you ain't got some money or you got money?
You broke?
If you broke, just say that. Yeah, like, you know, I want to dance with you. I want you to, you know, spend a little something. Let me know. Mm-hmm. And definitely ask me for my number. If I'm interested, I will give it. If I'm not, none of this is happening.
No,
I'm immediately shut it down. But yeah, ask me for my number. And an extension of the flirt is to immediately hit me up. That's a good follow-up.
So do you want them to hit up to be like, because usually, you know, they'll send a text to the phone like,
this me, lock me in. This Gerard, store me.
Right, this Tony.
No.
Or do you want them to be like, it was nice meeting you tonight?
That's what I want.
Same.
I want that.
I do want follow-up too. So yes, there's all the action there. And then I want to have a text come to my phone.
Yeah, I want it that night.
At the end of the night saying it was nice meeting you, because now I'm resting well.
Yeah.
Because I knew you were mine.
I knew it. I knew you wanted me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want a text to my phone at the end of the night.
Yeah.
So something to wrap up and then follow up. Follow up. Schedule a date. Let's get on the phone. Let's text a little. Text me. Have a good day.
Yeah.
You know, all of that. Then it starts to build up. Then we're doing a thing. But yeah, definitely. If there's music and we can dance, get your ass out there on that floor.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what you're working with.
Yeah. And it's just always great when it's somebody that's mutually attractive.
Yeah.
All that other shit is, I don't care if you've done everything I like. I'm just like.
No. I mean, if it's somebody attractive and they're coming up to you and talking.
If it's somebody that I'm attracted to and they come up to me, I'm receptive. If they come up to me, even if they're doing my flirt style.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
It's a dub.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. There has to be something that like. Pulls you in that you're attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the aesthetic, the vibe, the energy, the mannerism, the whatever you working with at the moment, then it's, yeah, we can make something happen. So I want y'all to let us know, how are y'all flirting?
Yes.
This summer.
How are you flirting this summer? What is your tried and true flirting technique?
Yes. And how do you like to be flirted with?
Yes.
Are we doing direct? Are we doing the inconspicuous? Are we doing a let me send you a drink from across the room?
Ooh, now that's different.
Are you? What is it that y'all like?
Are we never doing had to that. Slide my number as you're walking out?
Ooh, I don't like that.
You don't like, because now I got to make a move.
I don't like that. Don't give me your number. I'm going to leave it right there.
I know. That's one thing. Don't ever give me your number.
Mm-mm. You won't get called.
Because I'm not going to call you.
I'm not that forward.
Me either.
Unless I might be like, hey, it's the baddest bitch. If I say something, I'll make it funny. Like, it's the baddest bitch that you gave your number. You know, it's something like that. It would have to be something to open it up. I can't be like, I just can't. It can't seem like I'm taking the lead. It has to be kind of like comical and like, you know.
Yeah.
It's the cutie with the big ass booty that you was eyeing all night. Something mm-hmm. like that. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? We doing that. But I want to know what y'all
doing.
But
Damona did say that the girls... Sometimes opportunities are missed because we don't take our shot and we don't get follow-up energy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess it's something since we're, like, experimenting, like, try it, see how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I don't like rejection. So, that's what keeps me away from doing a lot of things.
Yeah.
I'm like, you got to show me.
Show me some.
And then I come onto the court. Show me. Should I put my shoes? Take off my warm-up suit? What are we doing?
Am I fading away with it?
Shit.
But y'all let us know what y'all doing. We will catch you next week. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.